on. Let's move on to Howard, who's all the way in Florida. Hi, Howard. I hope you got your electricity and everything after that hurricane.
Oh, yeah. I was lucky. It didn't go out for too long. I live right near the beach, so it was a little scary, but we got through okay. I talked to you last month about the L-citrulline to raise my nitric oxide, and
yes, sir.
It was at the depleted range, and you mentioned the beet powder to help metabolize that. So I got some, and it actually did help. It moved up from depleted to low. So now I have low nitric oxide, but I want to make sure I'm taking it properly because what I've done, it's the 3 grams of L-citrulline, so I have the 1 gram tablets. So I spread that out over the day, and I wondered, you know, can I take those all at once? Because what I'm doing with the beet powder, I'm just taking that with the first 1 gram, and I don't know, do I need to take the beet powder with each 1 gram or take all 3 grams together and with the beet powder? What do you think?
Sounds like your body's having some trouble making nitric oxide, and if we had some fancy, very expensive genetic testing, we could probably tell you why, because most guys, when they get to 3 grams of L-citrulline, even if they're not at optimal, they're usually above the lowest rung on the ladder, which is where you're describing yours.
Right.
So very
regardless
fortunate.
Of how they take it, I mean, like I was saying,
yeah.
You can spread them out, it doesn't matter. And it's also, in fact, it's an amino acid. Does that need to be taken separate from protein? I wondered about that. Am I doing that properly?
Now, there you are correct, sir. Amino acids do compete with each other for absorption. So if you're trying to get maximal absorption of that one, it should be taken away from protein. But it doesn't mean you shouldn't eat protein, just at a different time.
Right. Well, my first dose I do on an empty stomach, my first 1 gram with the beet powder, but then the other two are taken with meals. So maybe I'll just move the second and third gram into with the first gram with the beet powder, empty stomach, and be done with that part.
Now, one of the things, sir, that I don't usually recommend because of research showing that it's less efficient, but just in case, you may be an unusual individual whose kidneys don't want to turn the L-citrulline into L-arginine, which is on the route to becoming nitric oxide, as you know. You might just try some plain L-arginine. Now, the reason I don't recommend that to begin with is that according to researchers published in the British Medical Journal, much of the L-arginine is, quote, dissipated in the walls of the intestine, unquote, and never does reach the liver, where it can then be processed ultimately into the nitric oxide. But you just might try it. It's not going to hurt to try it. People who use L-arginine sometimes have to go as high as 5 grams a day because some of it's dissipated in the walls of the liver. But maybe your body doesn't want to metabolize the L-citrulline. They both will end up in the same place, in other words, as nitric oxide as well as other things.
Okay, so that's worth a shot. So should I start with 1 gram of L-arginine?
Same deal, yes, sir. Work it up and see what your system says. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. 1 gram, keep testing and check it. All right, so I'll do that, and I'll check back with you to make sure I'm doing it right. And I thank you very much for your help.
Well, you're welcome. And for anybody else who's out there listening, remember, if you break out with herpes, don't do this without balancing the L-arginine or the L-citrulline, which is usually preferred and works for most guys, without balancing with an equal amount of L-lysine. Otherwise, those herpes might break out. And who needs that?
I take L-lysine every day ever since I had shingles at 50 years old.
There you go. That's a
very
form of
early.
Herpes.
So I keep taking my L-lysine just every day for like a preventive.
You may have just given me a clue, sir. You said you got shingles at age 50.
Yeah, at age 50.
Okay. Yeah, we check everybody who gets shingles for appropriate stomach acid production, and better than half do not have optimal stomach acid production. And guess what?
Ooh.
We don't digest stuff so good if we don't have optimal stomach acid.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So this is the betaine HCl?
Betaine hydrochloride with pepsin, yes, sir.
Yeah, okay. So, and there was a test I had read about. You could test to see if you need it by increasing until you feel the acid or acid.
I'm sorry, that test doesn't work well, sir, because if a person's stomach lining is badly atrophied, then even a little tiny bit of hydrochloric acid will hurt. Even if that person's stomach is making no acid, it will hurt when it's put in there. So
interesting.
So there is a test. It's called Basically, gastric analysis by radiotelemetry, otherwise known as the Heidelberg capsule test, and that's very precise and easy enough to do. One doesn't have to have a tube put down in the stomach, but not too terribly many practitioners are doing it. So another thing you could do is get yourself a hair mineral analysis. That you could do yourself. Send it to one of the labs that does hair mineral analysis. And if the majority of your minerals are below median, you got a higher chance of having either low stomach acid, or sometimes it's hidden gluten sensitivity. But you, with your history of the shingles, it's more likely. It's more likely that if that mineral test is much on the low, majority of it's on the low side, that you have low stomach acid, sir.
Right, and history of inflammatory bowel disease that I've somewhat conquered and, you know, gotten that completely under control. But, yeah, I wonder about, you know, absorption and assimilation with all that, too. So, okay, so that's something I ought to check, too, the hair mineral analysis. I was looking at that to see what that's probably something I need to check.
Okay, sir.
All right. Well, thank you very much.
You're welcome, and thanks for calling.